This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So Antonio Brown's account, which I think is run by somebody else, but whatever, it's out there and it's crazy. You know, tweets out this thing about how Travis Kelce is not playing well and what he needs, and I really can't. You can see it if you want on X, and it's graphic, like he's graphic. It's over the top, like he's over the top. But the stories that were written about this just cracked me up. Antonio Brown dragged for tasteless comment about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. Antonio Brown destroy. Antonio Brown and that account have reached a point where he can no longer be dragged. He can no longer be canceled. No. It has gone so far over the top.
And this is just one of the things.
Right.
I mean, there have been 50 other things before this.
I'm a great influence.
It's amazing to me that people think that there's anything else negative that could impact this guy.
My Bennett Boom. Bennett Boomin. Bennett Boom.
Yeah, I mean, because I think they recognize, the people around Antonio Brown and Antonio Brown recognize that, like, he's just such a over-the-top negative thing and nobody takes him seriously anymore, that they just swung the pendulum so far that way and he can say and do whatever he wants because everybody's already written him off as a crazy person who they can't trust.
Well, we believe in free speech, don't we?
Well, yeah, of course, yeah, but okay. I mean, but I'm... what up? Yeah, but you know what I mean, is that like some people who actually have a reputation and are professionals could be dragged for something. I hate that term, dragged, and dragged them on Twitter for something.
When did that come out?
I don't know. The same time Riz came out and everything else. So like some people could be, you know, that actually have a reputation. But Antonio Brown doesn't have a good reputation. Doesn't matter. There's nothing you can do to him anymore.
I would say a lot of people actually find that his, who's ever doing it, if it's him or anybody else, finds his site to be absolutely hilarious.
Right. You cannot cancel Antonio Brown.
He's like doing stand-up comedian stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
It's basically what he's doing.
Right. Oh, Tony. Like there was somebody out there that like thought Antonio Brown was some upstanding citizen and saw that tweet or that post on X about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. I was like, oh man, now I gotta change my opinion on Antonio Brown. I thought this guy was awesome, but now he's really crossed the line.
But no, for real.
What? Yeah, for real, man.
I'd like to know the whole story behind that account. I wish someone would do.
CTESPN.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Cause he's not like he's funny, but he's not that funny. You know what I mean? Like, there's someone else behind that that's very, very creative, that's doing these memes and everything else.
Actually, one of the funniest ones was after the Kansas City Chiefs and Baltimore Ravens opening night football game. And, you know, Ron, I think it's Ron Tolbert is the referee of that. Somebody's going to get screwed in this game. And he had a picture of the referee because that group likes to throw a lot of flags.
Yeah, no, I know.
I mean, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I mean, he's all over the place with his cracker of the day and many other versions of that.
Yes. I mean, that's the point. Like I'm saying, he is like a insulting comedian doing it on social media.
Yeah, and he's it's almost like because of his reputation and what it is, he's got poetic license to do anything and get away with it. So that's why it's just funny to me, like, people think they can criticize it. Like, he got, Antonio Brown, he really did himself a disservice by ripping Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift. Stop. If anything, he got more attention and more followers. He's going to keep doing it. Like, it's got to be liberating, too, to know that you can't go any farther down than he is. And you can just say whatever you want. But he's not going to lose a sponsorship. He's not going to get cut. He's not going to lose any money. Just throw everything out there. And it's actually working in his favor. Like, he might have hired a PR guy that was like, this is the only way that we can do anything with you right now is to just make this the most out of control, disgusting account on the planet. Let's just roll with it.
Hey, Mike Valenti here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out. Just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.